Hello, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher, this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Our listener lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult personal issue, let us hear from you. The lines are open, so call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. Today is an exciting day for me, an exciting day for our listeners, as we have a very special guest with us, my friend Patty Pilkington Reed. Patty and her husband Frank have been friends of ours for many, many years, and Patty is a new author. She's written a wonderful book called Face to Face. It is a devotional. It is smart conversations with yourself, your teenager, and your young adult. And Patty, welcome to the microphones of Basic Gospel. So glad that you are here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. I'm excited to be here and talk about the book.
Oh, I'm excited to have you. I've been looking forward to this time. You gave me a copy of this months and months ago, so I've had the pleasure of having read it and actually was able to endorse it.
Yes.
And talk about the importance of it. So I'm glad we're having this opportunity to talk about the importance of it with our Basic Gospel listeners. You and Frank have been married for a number of years. You're a mom to two kids, Ryan and Hope. You've been a business entrepreneur and now an author. And tell us a little bit about how this book came to be. What happened? Why did you decide to write a book about parenting and about helping your kids kind of go through this process of growing up?
Yeah. And what happened is like, yes, what happened? I just thought, okay. So I guess it was November 2017. And my daughter, she had left the nest. And so we were officially empty nesters. And I sat there in the quiet of the morning, like I do every day, and drank my coffee. And I was just, you know, reading the word and praying. And I like to journal a lot. And so one of the things I wrote in my journal was start writing. And I thought, okay, that can't be for me. So God and I wrestled a bit about that. And I just had some confirmations after that from some people that had encouraged me to really move forward in that endeavor, I guess. It was scary because I'd never done anything like this before. And really just once I confirmed it with the Lord, I was like, okay, what do you want me to write about? And so really it was about helping parents stay engaged through conversation with their kids.
Well, excellent. And you are a certified coach in a thing called conversational intelligence.
Yes.
And I know that's a big part of this whole book and what you want to communicate with people as to how to have intelligent conversations, conversations that really matter. And as I read through the book, I mean, that's the takeaway that I got was this is an opportunity for parents to sit down and actually listen to their kids and actually create safe spaces, what I like to say, grace spaces, so that they can really communicate their hearts back to you. And with that, you can have some real opportunity to help them in the most beneficial way. So tell us a little bit about what conversational intelligence means and how can you have conversations that really push the trust button in your kids' lives?
Yes, and that's really what it is. So conversational intelligence is a body of work that helps us understand what conversations open up the brain for trust and what conversations close them down. So obviously in writing the book, that theme was on my heart because it gets difficult, right, when they become teenagers and then young adults and move out, go to college or, you know, start living their life. And we still want to be connected to them. And so, you know, what can we do to build trust in the relationship? You know, the technology is there today, Bob, where if you were to put an MRI on our heads, they would be able to see the chemical downloads in our body as we respond to one another. And so there's the happy chemicals, and then there's the not so happy chemicals. And so if we know how to create an environment where we can have those happy chemicals, it will help us build, you know, build trust and continue to build trust in the relationship with our children.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we talk about so much here on Basic Gospel is kind of the difference between law and grace. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you see Christian parents, and certainly we were guilty of this, mm-hmm. kind of parenting out of a legalistic mindset. We had expectations for our kids. We had kind of a desired goal, and we tried to control to move them down that path, and they resisted. There was a rebellion, and I think that was good on their part. And so it's kind of this idea of trying to shift from legalistic parenting to grace-based parenting, and that's really difficult work, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because there is a lot of letting go in that, and I think that you know, legalism, we know, doesn't produce the fruit that God would want in our lives. I mean, we can testify to that, right?
Yes.
But how, I mean, I know that for my husband and I, right, it was always like, is it grace or is it law? What, you know, how do we respond or react, you know, to this situation? But, you know, one of my favorite verses is, and Frank's too, is it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. And I can tell you that, you know, the different situations and experiences I've been in with my own children, if we can respond, you know, in that kindness, it's kind of, even though they might not be kind, right?
That's right. That's right. They may not respond back that way.
Yeah. But, you know, I always tell people, you know, we're the adults in the room, and we get to model to them what adulting is, and then what really healthy relationships look like. And so that's important for them to grow up and go out into the world and have their own families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher here with our special guest, Patty Reed, talking about her book, Face to Face. We're glad you have tuned in as well. Just a reminder, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. If you can help with a contribution this month to keep us on the air, we would greatly appreciate that. All of the information on how you can do that is available at our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click on the donate button and follow all the instructions. We have a great resource that we want to put in your hands, and if you would like a copy of that, be sure to request it along with your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Again, that website is basicgospel.net. Well, Patty, again, so glad that you were here. Tell people how they can get a copy of your book, Face to Face.
Amazon.
Amazon?
Yep, just go to Amazon, Face to Face, Smart Conversations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Well,
and I encourage you to do that. This is really a wonderful read. You put it together as a devotional, kind of a devotional type format. It has some questions at the end of every chapter. And I found these questions that you put are really helpful. They're really beneficial. They really make you kind of peel back the layers and really get to the heart of your own parenting, your own attitudes, your own own thoughts in these things. So tell us a little bit about why you put it together this way.
Oh, well, again, it was a God thing. I mean, I really didn't know what I was doing, but he is faithful to guide us along the way. And so I knew that I wanted to write a devotion. I did hire a writing coach at one point to help me kind of narrow down and go, okay, each one should be, you know, 1,000 words or, you know, something like that. So anyway, so I knew that I would have the devotion, and then I'm a big question asker because I do coach people. And so I really wanted to ask really challenging questions, but questions that would help them make discoveries about themselves or even possibly about their children. And so, you know, it's really a mixed bag in there. And then there's a space to, you know, to journal. I'm a big journaler. So there's a space to write your, you know, write your thoughts. And then with the next section, which I love, is a new possibility. And, you know, Jesus is our hope, right? So we always want to have hope. And the new possibility, what I want to do is help take parents from where they are to where God wants them to be. And so when you have the new possibility of, you know, what if you showed up in the conversation and just listened? You know, what about if you showed up and you had no agenda, no assumptions about what they did. You weren't making up movies in your mind about where they were or what they said or any of that. So it really helps them to move out of maybe wherever they're at to think differently about the situation, about their child, and how, again, build that trust in the relationship.
Absolutely. Well, after the first chapter, and it's a chapter about academics, and we struggle so much as parents with this particular deal because we want to go along with the Joneses. We want to do what our next door neighbors are doing. And if their kids are going to college, then we've got to push our kids toward college. And if they're doing this study, then we have to push our kids toward that study. So we do a lot of pulling information and they say, hey, I want to be like these folks. And oftentimes when we do that, we get in the way. So here in this very first chapter, the smart reflection is, have you considered how you might be getting in God's way? And did you and Frank kind of have some conversations about how you guys might be getting in the way? And I know Gina and I have.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to be like the Christophers, but well, when it comes to academics, obviously there's a variety of topics, but when it comes to academics, I think what was so important is, and I've asked parents this. So what does God want for your child? Right? What does he want? How does he want your child educated? And so each year we would pray about, you know, what do you want for them? And it looked different for both of them. And I think that's the important thing, because they have been given to us as gifts and we are to steward their lives. And so I learned probably around, I don't know, Ryan was maybe 14, 15, to stop assuming what I thought was best for him or for my daughter, and asking the Lord, is this what you want for them? Is this the education path or whatever the situation was, right? But again, asking the Lord, and it might be scary,
absolutely.
To ask. It is. I mean, you know, Ryan went to 2 years of college, Hope had no interest in going to college. She wanted to go to the conservatory. And so we had to make adjustments. We had to make adjustments. And it's like, oh, you know, we kind of wanted him to go down this path, right? And that didn't happen. But it's okay, because I think ultimately they'll end up where they're supposed to be anyway, and maybe have wasted $200,000, yeah, you know, along
right.
the way.
That's right. Well, talk a little bit about how so many parents want to live vicariously through their kids. So this is kind of the vision that I wish my life had been, and it didn't work out that way. So I'm going to put that as kind of the expectation on my kids, and I'm going to help them live out my dreams, my expectations, you know, reach my goals that I had in my life. But we see that, don't we? So many people living vicariously through their kids. And it's not a good thing, is it?
No. I mean, I don't think so. But, I mean, the first thing, Bob, is awareness. I mean, are they even aware that that's what they're doing? And I definitely challenge that, you know, in the book. I mean, that's just not right. It's just not fair. And one of the questions I have in there is, so why don't you sit down with your child and, I don't know, take them out to coffee or dinner or whatever, and ask them, if they had all the resources and money in the world, what would they do?
What a great question.
And see what they would say, because you might get a glimpse into their heart, right? I mean, they might not say, oh, go to 4 years of college and business school, and, you know, but that's the expectation sometimes. And so I think it's really important to ask open-ended questions, not just yes and no questions, right? Not like, do you want to go to college? And I think also what I have run into along the way, and my daughter even admitted this to me, and it's like, do you just say yes because you know that pleases me?
Right.
Yeah, because it's easier, but it's not really what I want. And so that's kind of heartbreaking in a way, because, I mean, they want to honor us, and it's good, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But it's not
absolutely
honest. It's not.
Well, as a kid, I learned how to play the game. So my sister Lisa, she was just straightforward. She was just honest, and she had this rebellion inside of her. And so if mom and dad said, you need to be in at 11, she would come in at 11:10, and she had her guns ready, and she was ready to argue and fight. And I was like, Lisa, just play the game. Just play the game and learn to say what they want you to hear. And so I did that, and I know – Our kids did that some, but it's really freeing when they can just express themselves, when they can just say, this is what I want. And parents can be okay with that.
Yes.
And really get behind them and support and do whatever they can. But that is really a hard transition.
It is a hard transition. And I would say that, you know, Ryan was quieter and Hope shouldn't hold anything back, which was fine though, because, you know, we have different relationships, but I mean, I want that because I want her to be all that God sees her to be and desires to be. And it's kind of a loopy path.
Right.
You know, it's loopy, but we're praying through it, you know, the whole time.
Yeah. There's no straight line between point A and point B.
There isn't.
As far as your kids, are concerned. So.
So it is, it's hard, but again, staying close to the Father and finding out.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about parents, because this is a book for parents, right? And this is a book to help them have these conversations with their kids. But let's talk a little bit about our identity as parents. And I think this is where this transition can come a little easier to us. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, our identity is wrapped up in our kids. We think we're something special when our kids are successful or whatever. And so we push and we push and we push. But when we come to grips with the fact that we're children of God, that our identity is secure, it's unshakable, then that gives us some freedom to actually be the parents that God has called us to be. And to really create those safe spaces. Why? Because we're safe. We're secure in our identity in Christ. So talk about how we come to that and what we have to let go of in our journey as parents.
Mm, yeah, that's a ding,
it's
ding,
a doozy.
Ding, 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 ding. I mean, I love that. And I do write about identity in the book. And, you know, obviously I come at it from the perspective of, you know, when they're teenagers, I mean, it's all about the haves and the have-nots and the clothes and the nails and the electronics and the video games and, you know, and the MacBooks and the iPhones and all of that, right? And, you know, one of the things I talk about in there is, you know, again, we're the adults and hopefully you're secure in Christ and know your identity, because if you don't, then you're going to get caught up in all of that too. And you're going to make sure that your, you know, child has the latest and the greatest of everything. And I remember Ryan, you know, saying to us at times, like, because Frank drives his cars into the ground. Okay. I mean, they're
way
not.
Way to go, Frank.
They're not pretty. Okay. And so Ryan would want, you know, this classy car, whatever, you know, and he'd be like, well, I mean, you know, I don't understand. I mean, we can, so why don't we? You know, and Frank's like, because we just don't, like, who cares, you know? But it's like, we have to model to them that we have to model our freedom to them, and so that they in turn obviously can be free. But I mean, it's a process. I mean, I don't know if there's any easy answer to that except to get your, you know, your head in the Word and figure out, you know, who you are in Christ. Because I think there is nothing more beautiful, Bob, than, you know, bringing that free space to our children. I mean, I've watched it, you know, I've watched it. And so, like, that's what we want for them. We want them to be secure so they can be all they are called to be, as opposed to being Mrs. Jones or Mrs. Smith.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's what happens. And
well, we get caught up in it as parents. Our kids get caught up in that trap as kids.
Yeah.
I know as parents, you know, you get your kid an iPhone and you're in a conversation and somebody says, well, I got my kid the iPhone 10. And you proudly say, well, we have the 11 or the 12 or whatever, as if that's a big deal. But we get caught up in that. And it's all that legalistic trap, that legalistic game. And that's why we talk so much here on Basic Gospel about this grace of God that we live in, and this this identity that we have in Christ that nobody can take away. Once
that's
we're children of God, we are children of God forever. Now, let's pivot just a little bit. And
can I just say one more thing?
No. Yes.
And I just want to say that my husband, obviously, as a result of this ministry, that, you know, where he found his identity and really has the gift of freedom, and I'm freer because of his influence on me, and hopefully my children will also find that same freedom as they you know, grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
and that just goes back to our friendship and relationship. We've known each other for 30 years almost.
Yes.
And it's been a wonderful time. And we've had great opportunities to sit down at dinner tables, either at y'all's house or ours or in restaurants, and talk about our kids and talk about the struggles and talk about the things that we've been encountered. And I remember not too long ago when you were talking about this idea of this book and saying, I don't know, and that sort of thing. And I gave a big word of encouragement and said, if you have it on your heart, lay it out there because it's important. And we're certainly glad that you did. And that leads me to a question.
Yeah.
And this is something that I've said quite often as far as Christianity is concerned. And it goes something like this. Christianity is interested in the souls of men. And we've heard that phrase time and time again, and usually it deals with salvation. We want souls to be saved. But I've added something to it, and I've said, if Christianity is interested in the souls of men, let's find out what's really in the souls of men. Give people that opportunity to share what's going on in their hearts. And I remember a conversation I had with our oldest, Caitlin, and it was in a very difficult situation and a time of her life, and we were at a restaurant. I just said, I just want to hear what's going on inside of you. And boy, out just came everything, just all kinds of stuff, all kinds of feelings, all kinds of fears, all kinds of doubts, all kinds of worries. And as those came out, I saw all these places where she was now receptive to hear the truth of the gospel. So I see your book helping parents take their kids to that place where they can really just open up and share what's going on inside their hearts in a space of freedom, in a space of acceptance, knowing that mom or dad is going to really listen.
Yes.
And that is so important, isn't it?
Well, it's super important. And I can tell you that one child is more open than the other in my family. And because of that, I do have more of an opportunity to speak into that child's life. And I use discernment, right? I mean, you know, I think I talk about in the book that you might not need to give them another scripture verse for the umpteenth time.
Right.
Right? You don't need to ask them to go to church again. And, you know, those things might sound crazy, but, like, God is working, right? You've done your job. I kind of beat the gospel into them.
Yeah.
You know?
They know it. They know the story.
They do. They know the story. And so, you know, just having that discernment to know when to push, when to not.
Yeah. And I like a word that you brought up kind of off air earlier, awareness. Being aware of what's really going on with them and kind of reading the room, so to speak, in those conversations.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And reading themselves. I mean, again, as parents, are you going into the conversation mad? Are you going in with judgments? Are you going in with the story made up in your head of what they're, you know, those things are so important. It's like, it's the pre-conversation.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Patty, thank you so much for being with us here today on Basic Gospel. And for our listeners, don't miss this opportunity to get this book face-to-face. It is a fabulous read. It will be so helpful to you if you're a parent of young kids, a parent of teenagers, a parent of kids who are out of the nest. This book is for you, and it's also something to buy multiple copies and give out to friends. We're all struggling with how to share the grace of God with our kids in such a way where they can actually receive it and listen to it and understand it.
Yes.
And this is a great book that will help you along that path. So, Patty, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, we'll love to do it again.
Yeah.
So, thank you for tuning in to Basic Gospel today. We'll be back for another live edition tomorrow. If you have questions that you would like to ask on tomorrow's broadcast, maybe something about this conversation that prompted a question in your mind, be sure and have it ready and call us at 844-322-2742. Well, again, Basic Gospel is listener supported. If you would like to be a part of Basic Gospel Nation, go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, And please be generous as you support this wonderful work. And now for the entire team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long from Lewisville, Texas.